They had all turned and were about to leave the prison via the catwalk that surrounded the cell block and led down to the main level when Seth spoke, startling them all.
"Yes," he said, his voice laced with hatred. "Pretend to be just like us. Drink your calf, eat your Nerf steaks, swing your lightsabers like real Jedi. But we'll stop you. We'll stop you and get back the people you've stolen."
Leia fixed him with a compassionate gaze, her brown eyes soft. He stared back, and without another word, the Solo family turned as one to leave.
"Han, you and I need to meet with the Horns. They could use some support now."
"After calf,"
Han muttered, but his expression was troubled, and he added,
"I can't imagine how Corrin and Mirax must be feeling."
The Solos had had to mourn the deaths of two of their three children, Anakin and Jason. Jaina, who had been their only daughter, was now their only living child. Beside her, walking swiftly like her mother in order to keep pace with the longer strides of Han as they headed to the security door, Jaina frowned.
"It's been very hard on them. First Valen, now Jycella. And Dala's comments didn't help."
Her mouth was a thin line as she punched in a code and pressed her face to a small aperture for a retinal scan. She stepped back and let her parents emulate her.
"Yes," said Leia grimly. "We saw the news vids."
"It's disgusting,"
Jaina blurted as the door opened and they headed toward the turbo lift.
"She all but declared that the reason Valen and Jycella went crazy is because of who their family is."
"Well, come on, honey. Not everyone can be Solos,"
Han said, reaching out a hand to squeeze his daughter's slender shoulder as the turbolift doors opened. Being born a member of the Solo clan had never been easy, although it did have its privileges. Jaina offered Han a small grin, but her brow remained furrowed in righteous anger.
"Seriously, Dad, if you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. And you know how steady Jycella and Valen are... were... Now, I don't know anything about Seth Helen."
"I have to say, I was surprised at how Corrin behaved in the meeting,"
Leia said.
"Han, you remember when we were aboard the Errant Venture a few years ago? How Wedge was grumbling about his daughter seeing a boy, and it was Corrin who steered everything back on topic?"
"I do. Lost it, did he?"
Leia shook her head. Even now, her long hair was only slightly tinted with gray.
"No, not yet anyway. But he's taking it harder than I expected.
It was bad enough with Valen, but when Jycella snapped right in front of Silgall and her two best friends and got hauled off in order to be put in carbonite before Corrin could even see her,"
Jaina frowned.
"It was like something broke in him."
Han said nothing, but his brows drew together. Leia slipped her hand into his and squeezed it reassuringly. She understood that there was a special bond between fathers and daughters. Whether the daughter needed sheltering and protecting, like Alana did right now, or was quite capable of handing said father his rear on a platter, as Jaina unquestionably was, didn't matter in the slightest. Jycella Horn was a full-fledged Jedi Knight. She had been entrusted with dangerous missions that sent her all over the galaxy. She would also be her father's little girl, whatever happened to her.
"Everyone's fond of Valen and Jycella,"
was all Leia said.
"Corrin needs to keep hope alive, and so do we,"
she added, glancing at her husband and daughter.
"I'm sure we can get to the bottom of this."
"Hopefully Dala will agree to meet with you two. You did pretty well with the negotiations concerning Valen."
"Didn't stop him from ending up in carbonite,"
Han muttered.
"We did what we could with Valen, and we'll do what we can with Jycella,"
Leia told her daughter.
"And we'll see about that carbonite. For some reason, Dala does seem willing to talk to the two of us. Probably because even though she and I were on opposite sides 50 years ago, she respects the rank I once held as senator."
"Your rank? I think she agrees to meet with us because of my roguish charm,"
Han quipped.
"Sorry, only one strong and powerful woman in your life, Flyboy,"
Leia said.
"Two,"
Jaina interjected, slipping an arm around her father's waist and squeezing briefly. Han brightened.
"It's Seth I'm worried about," Leia continued, still thinking of the prisoner.
"Yeah, me too,"
Han said.
"I know the Masters needed to know, but it shouldn't go beyond that group. This guy needs to be protected. We're the ones who need to study him and figure out what's wrong with him, and presumably Jycella and Valen.
All the GA wants to do is slap him in carbonite, and that doesn't help anything.
Jaina grimaced.